This is Fresh Air. New Yorker cartoonist Charles Adams began drawing his gloomy illustrations about a family of ghoulish misfits in the 1930s and continued drawing them until his death in the 1980s. In the 1960s, ABC presented The Addams Family, a delightful TV series about those characters for which the cartoonist finally gave them names, Gomez, Morticia, and their young children, Pugsley and Wednesday. Spin-off movies followed in the 90s in which Christina Ricci was introduced as Wednesday. And now Netflix is launching a TV series spin-off called Wednesday with a former Disney Channel star in the title role. Our TV critic David Bianculli loves it and has this review.
In 2016, Jenna Ortega starred as Harley, the fourth of seven children in a Disney Channel sitcom called Stuck in the Middle. It was a sort of Disney-fied, female-centric version of Malcolm in the Middle, with young Jenna introducing her character by breaking the fourth wall and speaking directly to the camera.
This is what happens when there are seven kids and you're stuck in the middle. If my family was a week, I'd be Wednesday.
Well, now, only 6 years later, Jenna Ortega is Wednesday, playing Wednesday Addams, the eternally glum Addams family daughter, in a new Netflix series where her character is now front and center. This new adaptation is created, and the premiere episode written, by Alfred Goff and Miles Miller. Their last adaptation of a well-known comic was the long-running Superman origin series, Smallville. For Wednesday, they've assembled a team that does justice to the movie versions, the original TV series, and even the New Yorker drawings. The theme music is by Danny Elfman. Many of the 8 episodes provided for preview, including the premiere, are directed by Tim Burton. The look and tone of the series is perfect, and so is its dry, dark sense of humor. And appearing as Gomez and Morticia are Luis Guzman and Catherine Zeta-Jones. In this early scene, they're riding in the family hearse, driving a reluctant Wednesday, played by Jenna Ortega, to the exclusive, unusual boarding school they once attended.
I promise you, my little viper, you will love Nevermore. Won't she, Tish?
Of course you will. It's the perfect school for her.
Why? Because it was the perfect school for you? I have no interest in following in your footsteps, becoming captain of the fencing team, queen of the dark prom, president of the Seance Society.
I merely meant that finally you will be among peers who understand you. Maybe you'll even make some friends.
Nevermore is like no other boarding school. It's a magical place. It's where my true mother and we fell in love.
You guys are making me nauseous. Not in a good way.
Darling, we aren't the ones who got you expelled. That boy's family was going to file attempted murder charges. How would that have looked on your record?
Terrible. Everyone would know I failed to get the job done.
Ortega is just great as Wednesday. Droll and deadpan, and about as far from a Disney Channel performance as you can get. She's like a goth Lisa Simpson, with her own defiantly individual character quirks. She rejects cell phones, listens to music on a Victrola, plays the cello for solace, and writes poetry on a manual typewriter. When she's paired with a roommate who's all smiles and pastel colors, they make for an odd couple indeed. Luckily, there's a self-labeled dorm mom who tries to make Wednesday feel more welcome, Miss Thornhill. And she's played by none other than Christina Ricci, the Wednesday from the 1990s movies.
I'm Miss Thornhill, your dorm mom. Apologies, I wasn't here to greet you when you arrived. I trust Enid has given you the old Nevermore welcome.
She's been smothering me with hospitality. I hope to return the favor in her sleep.
Well, here's a little welcome gift from my conservatory. I try to match the right flower to each of my girls. And when I read your personal statement in your application, I immediately thought of this one.
A black dahlia.
Oh, you know it.
Of course. It's named after my favorite unsolved murder.
Murder, as it turns out, forms the spine of this first season of Wednesday. Bodies begin piling up, there's a monster on the loose, and Wednesday is on the case like a dressed-in-black Nancy Drew. Prime suspects include the school administrator, played by Gwendolyn Christie from Game of Thrones. Miss Thornhill shows up in later episodes, as do Gomez and Morticia. Thing and Lurch are here, too. And before it's over, Uncle Fester pops in, portrayed with goofy playfulness by Fred Armisen. Tim Burton and the other directors attack each episode with a respectful visual flair. This new Wednesday from Netflix fits right in with all the other entertaining versions that have come before. The characters and settings and subplots are just what you hoped they'd be. In the spirit of the classic TV theme song, I give Wednesday 2 finger snaps up.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey. He reviewed Wednesday, the new Addams Family TV series spinoff on Netflix. Tomorrow, on Thanksgiving Day, we'll listen to my 1990 interview with Charles Schulz, the creator of the beloved comic strip Peanuts. This Saturday is the 100th anniversary of Schulz's birth. Also from our archive, we'll feature an interview with Chuck Jones, the animator and director famous for helping bring to life the Looney Tunes characters Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny, and for creating the characters the Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, and Pepe Le Pew. I hope you'll join us.